welcome to the Josie Show. With artists now from all over the world, you got Tina and Alice and Tina the Squirrel. And Josie Pasantino, the teenage girl. Alright, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
Four episodes left until the 200th episode.
Woohoo!
Tonight, Josie welcomes Taylor Lynch, Cassandra Frisky, Darren Brown, and Raymond Wellborn. And now, because she's nuttier than a squirrel turd, Josie Pasantino.
Only peanut. Only that squirrel would say something so interesting. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Josie Show. We're so glad you're joining us tonight. So I hope you guys had another fantastic week. We have a very awesome show for you guys. So let me tell you what we will do for the next couple of hours. Here's what I have planned. I have four amazing guests joining me tonight. Tonight, my guests are Taylor Lynch, Cassandra Frisky, Darren Brown, and Raymond Wellborn. Actually, for some reasons, he will have to be rescheduled. So we just hope that everything, that he is okay. And so tonight it's actually going to be Taylor Lynch, Cassandra Frisky, and Darren Brown. But it's going to be an amazing show. You'll get to hear our fun chats, some awesome music. And remember, we're live, so anything can happen. That's kind of my disclaimer for the show now, because you never know what could happen in our live shows, which makes it always so much fun. So right now, you are listening to The Josie Show through our station, Country Blast Radio. When it's not live, you could actually hear it on there at josieshow.com or countryblastradio.com. So that's how you're probably listening to this show. And also, you could check out our past shows or visit our networks tab on our site, josieshow.com, and find out more on how to hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show and Josie Show special edition episodes. We currently have 12 special edition episodes currently up now, so you can check those out by going to josieshow.com and clicking on our special editions tab. We have episodes already from Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price Tribute Show, and our full interview with Ray Price, Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, Tia Goins, Tony Booth, and Sheila Ray Charles. So you can check out all of those, yes. Check out all of those special edition episodes, and we're currently making more, so it's going to be awesome. I do not want to delay here. My first guest is already here, so everyone please welcome Taylor Lynch to the show. Yeah.
Hello, how are you?
We're great. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. I'm so, so glad. I've been looking forward to chatting with you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
My pleasure. I'm excited to get to know you a little bit better and play some of your music tonight. It's going to be good.
Yeah, sounds great.
Awesome, awesome. So I kind of want to rewind back into the beginning here of your career. Do you remember, you know, your earliest memory of making music? When was that?
Well, I've actually been doing this for about 5.5 years. So I was fresh out of middle school, getting ready to start high school when I actually started music. I'd always been singing when I was younger, and, you know, I'd sing around the house, and I did a lot of community theater and stuff as well, but I never really thought about pursuing music full time until that point a couple years ago. So I kind of just jumped right into playing the local jamborees and opries around town to kind of get my feet wet.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
It's just snowballed from there.
Yeah, I'd say. I mean, because I know that your earliest, you know, earlier on, I understand that you were acting. You were kind of doing the acting thing.
Yeah, I was back and forth to L.A., you know, 4 and 6 months out of the year living out there and doing the acting thing.
That's awesome. I mean, I've seen that you were on shows like My Name is Earl, Grey's Anatomy, and Everybody Hates Chris. Can you tell us about any of those experiences? That's awesome.
Well, probably the best experience had to be on Everybody Hates Chris. I started out on that show just working as a background actor. And then one day I was working background and they had a part come available for for an actual speaking role. And because I'd done the show so many times, they pulled me out and they were like, "Hey, do you wanna audition for this right here on the spot?" So I was like, "Sure, go." I've always been that way. I'd never back down from a challenge. So I was like, "All right, cool, bring it on, let's go." So they gave me the script and I worked on it. And one of the producers came around the corner and was like, "All right, well, let's hear what you got." So I did a couple lines for him. He was like, "All right, great, send him to wardrobe, let's go." So I just, right from that point, I went into wardrobe and got fitted and everything. And then next thing I knew, I was a speaking character on Everybody Hates Chris. So
awesome.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, I could just see the excitement when they called you and said there was a spot open. It's like bingo.
Oh, you should have seen the look on my mom's face when she saw me coming to her with a producer and a director, and they said, "We need to talk to you." And her first thought was, "Oh my God, what did he do? Oh, what did he do?" But then they told her, "No, he's actually got a for real part now." And she's like, "Oh my God."
Yeah, I can imagine. That's so cool. That is amazing, amazing. So you started doing that. You started doing the acting, and then now you are an amazing, amazing singer. And you actually have your second CD out now titled It Takes a Tailgate. Can you tell us about this CD?
Oh, this CD is this is my baby right here. Mm-hmm. It's definitely more mature than my first CD was. And I really feel confident that every song on this album could be a single, and I'm not just saying that because they're mine, but I really took the time with this one and got to kind of dive into it and really do some things, some different things on this album, and it's very me. When you listen to it all the way through, it gives you a better sense of who I am as an artist and as a person.
Right. Right. I agree. This CD is amazing, and we actually have the single here for it. It Takes a Tailgate, same title, if you notice.
Oh, cool.
Of course. So I would love to play this song now, if you don't mind. I like it.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Let's do it. It Takes a Tailgate by Taylor Lynch, and we'll be right back with him in just a moment. Check this out.
A penthouse suite or a banquet room with a DJ's beat. Don't need to get dressed up, try getting in a downtown club. Ain't gonna leave no doubt, baby, what I'm talking about. Takes a tailgate down by the lake. Thank you.
called It Takes a Tailgate by Taylor Lynch, who we're chatting with him right now. I love it, and I know all of my listeners here are wondering where they can purchase it. So where can they purchase this CD along with your first CD as well?
Both CDs are available on iTunes. The current one, It Takes a Tailgate, is also available on the Google Play Store, Amazon.com, Spotify, and you can also get both CDs from my website, TaylorLynch.net.
Perfect. So there's many different places that you can go to get this. So you're not limited.
You can get your pick in many places.
I love that. Perfect. So everyone, please get it. And also, if you haven't, you know, of course, heard his first CD, please get that one as well, because all of the songs are just amazing. And also, I know that you have a website, but also you have some social networking sites. Where's the best websites that people could chat with you and keep up?
The best way to get, I have a Twitter and I have a Facebook. The best way to get to them is to go to my website, TaylorLynch.net. And if you scroll down to the bottom, there are links to my Twitter page and my Facebook page.
Perfect. Makes it easy. Perfect.
Yes,
perfect.
Definitely.
Love it. Awesome. So follow him, add him, like him, all of the above.
All that
Make
stuff.
Make sure you do. All that stuff, yes. So do that. And also I'll post links after the show of your website and all of your social networking sites. So we'll make it very, very easy.
Thank you very much.
No problem. So I want to mention here that you do a lot of live performances and you always look like you're having such a great time. Can you tell us a little bit about what electrifies you while you are performing? I mean, you just look so comfortable and you just do your thing up there.
Oh, it's definitely like a second home, but the more the crowd gets involved, the more it just pumps me up. And if people are screaming and yelling and having a good time and up dancing, that just makes me want to give that much more.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So nobody will be dissatisfied, trust me.
Not at all.
Right. Absolutely. One of these days, I have to see you perform live. It looks like a lot of fun. It sounds like.
Oh, yeah. We have a good time, that's for sure.
Yes. One of these days, I tell you. I love it. And, you know, you've really done so many amazing things already in both things. I mean, acting and also, singing. But what is one of your next dreams or goals for your career? I mean, what else would you like to pursue or try or... any goals?
Oh, man. I have so many, it's hard to count. I definitely know that my next big goal is to get signed to a label in some fashion, whether it be, you know, an indie label or a major. I feel like that's where my career needs to, where I need to go to get my career to the next level.
Right. Well, I have no doubt that you will, because I think you are amazing, super talented,
Thank
and I'm a
you.
Fan. I'm a fan.
Oh, yes.
I am. I have to say I am. I love it. I love your music. I was listening to it before the show with my producer or mama manager, whatever you want to call her. We were both grooving, so we love it.
Awesome.
Yes. And another song here that we just love... it's such a great song called Lonely Ain't Love. I want to play that so bad right now.
The one night stand song.
We thought
that's
it
what it's become known as.
Yes, we thought it was so interesting. A lot of people say that they think it's good, and they like it. So let's do it.
Well, good. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Here we go, everyone. Lonely Ain't Love.
Friday, the work week is done. Since you needed space, this is my night for fun. You exhausted your options, outlasted your friends. 3 weeks gone by, now you're calling again. You're lying there, reaching out in the night. This time I just can't come make it alright. Cause lonely ain't love, they're two different things. And no. Never enough, I know you too well, and lonely.
most times before. My heart always led me right back to your door. You change your mind with the cold light of dawn, at least till the next time you felt all alone. When you used to say it, I thought it was true, but love don't treat no one the way that you do.
Wondering, are you currently working on any other projects you could tell us about? Maybe a third album in the works? What's going on?
Oh, man. I don't think as a musician you ever stop working.
Right. Right.
I have started doing some more writing. I'm not yet decided if it's going to be for a third album or not.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly. But right now I've got I'm more focused on touring right now and and live performance. So maybe in the future a third album, but not in the immediate future.
Right, right. You still have to focus on this one, of course.
Right.
And yeah, and you have to, you know, perform and all that fun stuff. So yes, but you know what? You never know. Maybe a third album sometime down the road. You never know.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. Love it. And also another fun question here for you. We're getting into some fun questions. Yes.
Oh, goodness. All right.
My favorite. So what is one of your greatest career memories so far? What's kind of been a highlight for you?
Oh, gosh. Well, this, let's see, it was June of this year. I was in Nashville for the CMA Music Fest. Easily the greatest experience of my musical career thus far.
Really?
I've been to CMA Fest before, merely as a spectator, as a fan, and never on the other side. And this was my first year actually having a booth and doing all that stuff. And to get to sit behind my booth and watch people who had no idea who I was line up to take their picture and get an autograph with me is the coolest feeling in the world. I don't care what anybody says. It is bar none the best feeling ever. And everybody should try it at least once. It's the coolest thing.
I agree.
But getting to as much as that was cool, there's still a huge part of me that's a fan of country music, and I think you have to be. If you're going to be in it, you have to be a huge fan, and I am, like, number one fan. So when I would go to have lunch, I went and sat in the green room with all the other celebrities. And I'm sitting there trying to eat, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, my God, that's Randy Houser. Oh, my God, that's Sugarland. Oh, that's Little Big Town. Like, the fan
way.
In me, the fanboy is freaking out right now because I'm seeing all these people that I've idolized and that I've looked up to. And then, but then I'm also like, okay, wait a minute. You're one of them now. You gotta bring it down, man. You gotta calm down. But when you walk out of the door and Brantley Gilbert gives you the what's up head nod, it's really hard to not, you know, freak out.
Yeah. It'd be over for me after that. The night would be over. Yeah. I get you. Wow. That's crazy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I could totally see it. I mean, I would be eating and just like pretty much staring like, oh my gosh, oh gosh, oh
yeah,
gosh.
It was just like that.
Yeah, I would internally be freaking out. I hear you. I hear you. Wow, that is a really good experience that you will never forget.
Oh, no.
Sure. Wow, that is so cool. And, you know, on your downtime, though, you know, what are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music or acting? What do you like to do on your downtime?
Oh, man, I am an ESPN junkie, and I think I need to bump that program because it's pretty bad. My TV knows four channels, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU, and ESPN Classic. I told you, it's bad. It's bad. But I'm an ESPN junkie, love my college football. And I also love, I've got a 92 Ford Ranger that was originally supposed to be my first car, and that was it. But now it's become more of a project and labor of love. So I love working on it. Right now I'm doing the body work with my brother to get it ready to paint. So.
Oh,
that's been
cool.
Taking up most of my time. When music's not, the truck is taking up the majority.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
I am, and as my mom has called me, I'm a gym rat as well. So, it's almost as bad as ESPN. It's like twice a day for me in the gym.
Right. Right. Awesome. Well, you know, you have to have your downtime, and you know, you picked good ones. You did. I mean, most people are just out doing whatever. You actually are doing stuff productive. You know, you're doing some good stuff. You are. It's all good. Oh, that's funny. That's funny. I love that you said ESPN Classic and you have it all listed.
Oh yeah, you can't leave that one out because that's where all the good stuff is. That's not in HD.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Love it. You definitely can leave that one out. Perfect. Perfect. Another fun question here for you, which actually fans used to ask this question all the time, so we just added this one to the list of what we were going to ask because, I mean, we just might as well, you know, one step at a time.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Why not? Throw it in there. But what's one of the wildest things that you've ever been asked to autograph? The craziest thing. We've heard forehead.
Different
things. We've heard a lot of things, so, you know, don't worry.
Oh, man. gosh, I had a little girl come up to me the other day and ask me to sign her hand. She had my CD in her hand, but she would rather me actually sign the top of her hand. So I signed it for her. I was like, are you sure about this? Does your mom know you want me to put permanent ink on your hand? But I signed it for her, and she ran away holding her hand screaming. So I guess that was pretty cool. And then, of course, I've signed the T-shirts with people wearing them. And
yeah.
I've done the cowboy hats and the guitars.
Mm-hmm.
And, I did sign a boot. That may have been the weirdest thing that I've signed yet. She came up, lady came up to me at CMA Fest and literally took off her boot, standing in line, and handed it to me and said, here, can you sign this? I was like, okay, yeah, sure.
Wow. See, you got some dedicated fans there. I mean, you are making people's day one day at a time. I mean, you'll sign. I mean, you know, if someone asks you to sign something, I love that you'll do it. You know, for your fans, you'll.
I don't care. I love it. The fact that they stood in line that long to even get my autograph, fine with me.
Exactly.
I'll sign anything.
Exactly. I love that. And that's so cute. The little girl had a CD, which, you know, you could have just signed. But she wanted it even more from
it.
That's hilarious. That is so cute. I love it. another fun question here. Have you ever had, because I know you perform a ton. So have you ever had kind of an embarrassing on stage moment where you're kind of like, oh, man, wish that didn't happen right now?
I think anytime you forget the words,
it's
really awkward. And I've had that happen a couple times where it's songs that I do all the time, and I'm just, the guitar player will kick it, and and I'll just look at him like, you better start playing an instrumental because I have no idea even where I'm at right now.
Wow. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think everyone has that moment, you know what I mean? Where they forget, I mean, either one of their songs or a song that they cover, and they're just like, this is very embarrassing, but hey, we'll just roll with it, you know?
Oh, yeah. And then I've also done the sing when the mic's not on.
Yeah.
Or I've just forgotten to turn it on. Or I'm trying to look really cool, and I grab the mic and rip it off the stand and smack myself in the mouth with it.
I've heard that one
a
couple times, yeah.
Done that one more times than I care to admit. Then you always, it never fails. Every time it happens, you got to look around like, did anybody notice that?
Right.
Did anybody see me do that? And it seems like my mom's always the one in the corner laughing her butt off because she saw me do it. I'm like, thanks, Mom.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? It's so funny because, I mean, a lot of people that I talk to about that, they say they, you know, their family members notice it or, you know, friends notice it, but none of the fans notice it. They're just like, you know, it happened. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's kind of funny how that works out. Very nice. Very nice. Awesome. Yeah, we've heard some of those, so you should not feel bad. You're
okay,
all good.
Okay, good.
Yes. Those were mild. It's all good. I love it. You are hilarious, and I had so much fun talking with you. And we have to have you back on some other time for kind of a catch-up or something. We have to do something special.
Yeah, definitely.
It was fun. Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Taylor Lynch, everyone. Check him out. Thank you again. Taylor Lynch. Yes. Amazing. He's amazing. So please remember his second CD out is titled It Takes a Tailgate. And so please check that out. You can get it like on iTunes, Spotify, all those sites that he mentioned. Also his website. You can post. We will post all the links for that. So no worries. No worries there. And also we got to play songs It Takes a Tailgate and Lonely Ain't Love. So you got to hear a couple of those. So that's awesome. So let's see here. I have a couple more things that I want to mention that I didn't get to mention here in the beginning. But people are wondering how they can advertise or sponsor the Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio, where they can, you know, do all that stuff. And all you have to do is call 331-442-5833. The number again is 331-442-5833. There's a lot of double digits in that one. Just notice. or email our station manager. Yes?
You know what tonight's episode number is?
What?
195.
Now that is awesome. I like that. Almost 200. Five more episodes. Five more episodes.
Yeah, and I just want to tell people that Josie's in a very happy mood because she got a new toy to play with in the mail today.
I did. I really did. It's awesome. Can I tell them what it is, or is it like a secret? I could tell them, right? I want to tell them anyway.
Yeah, because everybody's going to want one now.
I know. My wonderful, wonderful web designer, and pretty much he does everything, Alan, the one that you just heard, he was so wonderful to give me a piggy bank. But oh no, it couldn't have been a regular piggy bank. It couldn't have been just a regular pig or a regular something or other. He got me one that is a butt, and I don't even know how to say it without laughing. It's seriously shaped as a behind. And when you put I tried this already. I was kind of surprised when I heard it at first. I'm like, oh. But when you put a coin in it, it actually, like, tooting sound. Like, I don't know how to say it, but, yeah.
It's fart. You could say fart on the air.
Oh, I can. Okay. See, I didn't know that was ladylike, but okay, I'll say it anyway. It farts, okay? Everybody does it, so it's not anything to be embarrassed about. But, yeah, it's a very interesting piggy bank. I'll have to take a picture of it if I didn't already. I think I did. So I'll have to just post it. But
yeah, so now when
I
you find
to.
Loose change you could, out in the street, you could yell out in public, I'm going to go put the change in my butt.
Yeah, and I know it wouldn't be weird because I literally have a little mini size butt. That's very interesting. Thank you so much, Alan,
for
that.
Yeah, it goes along with your
keychain. Yes, it does, which needs batteries. So, because I outused it. Thank you very much. So
yeah, I'm sure Tina is so very happy with your new toys.
Yes, she's very pleased.
Thank you so much, Alan. And by the way, Dad Vito loves the darn thing. So Josie's like, this is great. I'm just going to go ahead and leave it near him because, like, in no time, I'll have, like, a bunch of money in here.
I will because he keeps using the thing. He keeps putting the coins in to use it. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. This is
it's fun and it's practical.
Exactly. I like it. I like it.
All right, well, our next guest is here.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. I hope they didn't get to hear my wonderful conversation. Oh, great. So now that my guest is completely scared of me since I just told him about the present that I got from Alan, no, I'm kidding. I'm very excited to talk to this wonderful, wonderful next artist that I have. Everyone, please welcome Cassandra Frisky to the show. Yeah. Hello, Cassandra. You there with us?
I am. How's it going, Josie?
It's going fabulous. I'm so excited to have you on the show.
I'm so excited to be on the show, but I just have to say before we begin, Alan,
yes.
I need one of those piggy banks.
See, good.
Or those butt
good
banks.
Goodness.
I need to have one.
Yes.
I'm a little jealous.
There are several places you could purchase them, Walmart, Sky Mall.
Well, excellent. I'm gonna have to go check that out. Don't worry, it didn't scare me off at all.
Yeah,
that's right up my alley.
Yeah, check eBay first because you always get a good deal on eBay.
All right, awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, if I was to send you the picture of it, you'll find it very interesting. But yes, we could thank Alan for that one. But I am so excited to be talking with you. I have been looking forward to it. I've heard a lot of great things about you.
Fantastic. I'm glad. I hope they're not all lies.
They're all good. Trust me. They are
excellent.
All true and all good. And it seems as though, you know, you've had music pretty much around your whole life. I mean, you know, around you and just all around you. And can you share with us your earliest memory of making music? Can you tell us that?
Well, yeah, I grew up, my dad is an Elvis impersonator. But one of the good ones, I swear, one of the good ones. And so ever since I was little, I remember musicians coming in and out of the house for rehearsals, and they used to sit there like 2-3 years old and just and watch and get so absorbed in mm-hmm. all of it. I just loved it. And I literally, some of my first memories, like the first things I think I could think was, I need to do this.
Yeah.
So it was just like, as soon as I could actually think real thoughts, it was like, I need to sing. So ever since I could form words, I'd watch Little Orphan Annie and sing the song Tomorrow from the top of my lungs for anybody who would care to listen. So
love it. That's so cool. That is so cool, though, that it was all around you. I mean, because, yeah, like you mentioned, your dad's an Elvis tribute artist, and I've seen pictures of him dressed up in, you know, all Elvis, and it's amazing. It's crazy. He has such a great, amazing resemblance to him. It's freaky. I like it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. No, it's really cool. Like, everybody else thinks it's kind of weird, but, you know, it's been really neat. My grandpa was also a huge musician. He knew 14 instruments, and he really inspired me as well. But just growing up with it just became the love of my life. It's just, it's everything. So
right.
Yeah, it's great.
Exactly. And not only, you know, is there a tribute artist in the family, you know, your dad, but you also, I've seen some pictures of you besides your own music, which we'll get to in a little bit. But you are also, you do share. Is that correct?
I do. That's actually, yeah, I need to clarify that is the picture that you have on your website. I don't always look like that.
Right.
Yes, I do. I do share, but I actually started my main impersonating way back. I started when I was 8 doing impersonations, but I did Patsy Cline, Connie Francis, and Brenda Lee were some of my first. And then I've picked up a couple more. I do Cher, Marilyn Monroe, Liza Minnelli, And I'm constantly trying to add more to my repertoire because it's just a lot of fun. It's so much fun to take on something and practice and become someone else and get to dress up. Yeah. So,
absolutely. It sounds like it would be so much fun, you know, kind of in that moment that however long you're on the stage, you could kind of be that person. You know what I mean? Like kind of, you know, sing some of their songs and get to dress up like it. I mean, I would enjoy that. That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, it's like Halloween, but I get to be on stage.
Right.
And it brings memories back for other people, and they just get so happy, and it's the most rewarding feeling in the world to make people happy and feel good for a little while.
Exactly, exactly, which is always important. And as you mentioned, the picture that we do have on our website is her dressed up as Cher. She doesn't dress up like that all the time, so you're right. So let me say that again. Right. Exactly.
My hair is just straight, and it's brown. It is not big and black and curly, and I don't wear bodysuits all the time. So.
Amen. Exactly. but you do it so, so well. You look so good there, Cher, and I know you do a great job. But, you know, not only, you know, fans of Cher and all that, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who else do you listen to and are a fan of?
I'm a big classic rock girl. I listen, but I really listen to such a variety of music. Like just the other day, I was listening to some Patti Page. That Tennessee Waltz song is just so beautiful. But I love Zeppelin and Aerosmith. Mm-hmm. But I have a record collection with Sam Cooke and Elton John and Frank Sinatra and everything under the sun. My iPod, people make fun of me because I'll have Journey or something like that, but then all of a sudden I'll have the Spice Girls.
Right.
So, I think modern day wise, I really do, I think there's just so many amazing female singers out there. For example, I saw Carrie Underwood a couple weeks ago here in Abbotsford, where I'm from, and I cried several times by just how incredibly talented she is.
Mm-hmm.
And her voice, I really look up to that, but I've also really looked up to Pink a lot in my life.
Oh, yeah.
She's always been really true to herself, and I think you'll hear a bit of the inspiration from her in some of my music. I just, bit of the rocker sound, because she's just a little crazy and offbeat, and I kind of always considered myself to be the same way.
Exactly. I love that. I love that you have kind of a mix. You know, not in your iPod is just one certain genre and all that. You like to listen to just a lot of different sounds, which I'm the same way. I mean, if you look at my iPod, I have everything. Just pretty much everything. So.
Yeah. Well, music is just such a big page music. Like there's so much out there, and to narrow yourself down to one kind, that's just boring.
Exactly. Yeah. I agree. I love it. I love that. And your music is so amazing. I love it so, so much. Can you tell us about the music that you currently have out right now that's kind of, you know, circling the web and where we can find it, where your new fans can find it, I should say.
Yeah, of course. I have four songs right now that are readily available. You can get them on my MySpace. It's myspace.com/CassandraFriske and then the number one, so CassandraFriske1. And I've got four of my originals on there. All of them I wrote myself, from personal experiences or even taking off experiences from friends and what they were going through at a time. And so they're all from my heart and very important to me. And I'm really excited that people are starting to hear them, and the feedback I'm getting has been so positive. And what I'm working on in the studio right now is pretty much on the same base. I've got a lot of more songs that I've written. I'm very proud of. I'm very excited to get everybody to hear them. And I can't wait till that's all finished. And hopefully that'll be done by the end of September or October.
Awesome. So we have something to look forward to, for sure.
Yay!
I like that. Perfect. So we'll have to check out that new stuff that you got going on, because we're definitely going to keep an eye out and see what new stuff you have going on, and you know we'll support you. I love it. I love your music.
Oh, thanks, Josie. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
No problem. album. I think you are amazing. And I know that people are, you know, wanting to hear your songs now. So we have your song here with us, Hello, Goodbye. Can you tell us a little bit about this song, your inspiration behind it? Because you write all your songs.
Yes. This was a friend of mine's experience. She was just, you know, the tip, dating a guy, and that he wasn't very truthful and faithful,
right.
And there he was seeing some other girl who used to rub it in her face. Anyways, the big sob dating story, and she thought he was so great, my friend. I'm like, no, he's not, and
right.
I just decided to write this song for her, and when it was all said and done, I played it for her, and she literally, it sounds fun and upbeat, but she kind of felt like revived, like, you're so right. So
right,
she
right.
calls it her anthem.
Wow, I love that. I love that. And, you know, this is also something that a lot of people have to go through, you know, in relationships. So it's, you know, it's not some far-fetched story. I mean, you write things from the heart and that people actually experience. So that's what I love. You know, it's something that we all have.
Yeah. And people mm-hmm. think that it only happens when you're older, but it can happen in high school, too. Like, it's
yeah.
just, it can happen to anybody. So, yeah, this is mm-hmm. my song for everyone who's ever felt it. I hope they like it and can relate, and it makes them feel better.
Absolutely. You guys are going to feel great after hearing this song. I love it. So here we go. Let's listen to Hello, Goodbye by Cassandra Frisky, and we'll be right back with her in just a moment. Let's play it. Here we go.
Here you think I'm just a fool. Oh, yeah, you're so tough. Well, I'm so done with you. I've had enough. Hello, are you listening? When I say that I won't miss a thing, don't ask, 'cause you damn well know why. Can you
That's Hello, Goodbye by Cassandra Frisky. We're back with her right now. I know everybody thoroughly enjoyed that, and I know people are going to want to know where they can purchase your music. So is there a place we could purchase it as of right now, or where could we go?
Unfortunately, not as of right now, but that's definitely something that I have in the works, and hopefully we'll be set up around, again, September, once the album is all finished.
Beautiful, beautiful. Love it, love it.
So please keep an eye out on for it.
Yes. Keep an eye out. And I know that you have social networking sites, all that fun stuff, so can you give everyone the links to, you know, websites or social networking sites so people could chat with you, get to know you better?
Yeah, of course. Like I said, everything's kind of under construction in the work right now. I can be reached through my Facebook, and I'm always looking for new friends. So yes, I do have my group page, but I can be contacted just through my personal page. I love responding and talking to any fans and anybody who wants any more information from me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the website's down and under construction, but that should be up and running very shortly. I'm just starting to get everything together, and I'm really excited because once it's all done, it's going to be awesome.
I love it. So we have something. We have some more stuff to look forward to. The website, which is under construction, as you mentioned, I love that. You know, you're gonna make it fresh, doing something new. I like it. And also a fun question here for you: what's one of your greatest career memories so far? What would you say has been kind of a highlight for you?
Oh, when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I performed, I had my own show. I was about 13 years old, and I had my own show on a stage at the Washington State Fair. And in doing that, I got backstage passes for some of the bigger names that were performing at the fair on the main stage. And it doesn't mean I got to go and watch the concert, but I got to at least go and meet them. And I got to go backstage and meet the Beach Boys. And they were so happy that someone so young was enthralled by them that they brought me, they sat me side stage. I hung out with them the entire time, and then they brought me on stage to sing with them. And it was just, it was the coolest experience. And they were such great guys. And I was 13 years old up there singing with the Beach Boys. And it was just, it was just amazing. It was such a neat experience.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. I would say that's highlight. Sure.
It totally was. It was, but like I've been very fortunate in my younger years to have quite a few. Like I know we have a huge concert arena out in Vancouver at the P&E, and that was amazing because I got to sing in front of 13,000 people when I was 11. And
wow.
That experience, the rush of that. Like, I know that there's plenty out there that have performed in front of more, but that's big for me.
Wow, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very fortunate to have had the experiences that I've had in my life.
Absolutely, absolutely. You should be. I mean, that is a lot for someone so young. Were you nervous at all? Do you remember, like, how do you feel, you know, compared to back then to, you know, now? I mean, I imagine you're more comfortable now, but how did you feel being so young?
Funny enough is I think I'm actually more nervous now than I was back then. But the way it works is before I go on stage, I'm like, my knees are knocking and I'm so nervous. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pumped right up, but I'm nervous. And then as soon as I'm out there, it's like it washes all the way. And I'm in my element. I'm so happy and content. I'm having the most amazing time. And then when I come off stage, I'm literally like, ugh, the adrenaline drop. I'm just like, oh, such a big buildup. And then when it's done, my knees start knocking a bit again.
Right.
I just take the nerves and try to absorb that energy from it and use it to make myself better when I get out there and psych myself up and get going.
And get going. That's what you got to do. That's awesome. Love it. And also, I think those nerves are pretty normal. I mean, I think everybody should get a little bit nervous before, or, you know, anxious or something. That's normal reaction, I think.
I think so. I think if you're not nervous, then you need to switch it up.
You got to switch it up. Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself. love it. And you have another song here that I want to play right now. So let's play After All This, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do it.
Okay.
All right. After All This, here we go, by Cassandra Frisky. Be right back.
sun crash in September, stay dark through May. Mascara tears drown my eyes. Since then, where have you been? Got your gun and left me down on the floor. My heart keeps bleeding and bleeding from the hole that you tore. Don't worry about a thing, baby. I'm only broken inside. After all this, I feel like I've met everything, everything. I know I should quit, 'cause I just don't fit anything, anything.
Sending these songs our way. I loved playing them.
Oh, I loved hearing you play them. I really appreciated it.
No problem, no problem. I have one last fun question here for you, because we're running out of time, but I had so much fun chatting with you. We have to have you back on for more, you know.
Yeah, I'd love to get back on there once the album's done and debut some of it.
That sounds amazing. Perfect. So that's going to be my excuse to get you back on then.
Sounds great. You don't need an excuse. I'd love to be back.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. I would love that. The next question here that I have for you is just a fun question. What are some things, kind of on your downtime, everyone needs a downtime, that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music?
You know, I used to be a I used to dance like 24 hours a week. It was my life with my singing. So that they used to take up a lot of my free time before. But lately, you know, it's so hard. Singing takes up almost all my time. I like I get really involved in TV shows, as lazy as that sounds. but you know, I just probably just dancing and getting. I love being outside. So when it's nice and sunny, I like going out to the beach and spending time with my family. I love my family, my mom, my brother, my dad, and you know, I spend a lot of time. I've got a little girl. And I spend a lot of time with her. She's probably my life, so
yes.
Besides my music. So I keep busy. Oh. I definitely do.
I love it. You need that family time and that downtime for sure. You know, you need it. Always important.
Always.
Yeah, exactly. And I thank you so, so much for coming on the show. And I thought you were amazing and so funny. Thank you so, so much for coming on. You are awesome.
Oh, I love being on the show. Thank you so much, Josie, for having me. And we will get in contact for me to be back on soon.
Perfect. When that CD releases, we'll have you back on. All right?
All right. Sounds great, Josie. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Cassandra Frisky, everyone. Thank you. Bye. Yeah. Love it. So our last guest of the night. I'm so excited. Here we go. Let's put on right now. Let's not delay. Dan Brown. Let's do it.
How are you doing, Josie?
I'm doing great. That's media bar. That's necessary. I am doing great. I'm so excited to have you on the show.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, anytime. I'm excited to get to know you a little bit better. We're actually going to rewind a little bit to your earliest memory of making music. When did this all start for you? When did you get started with all this?
I guess probably I was 8, 9 years old. My father was an accomplished musician, and, you know, ever since I can remember, he always had a guitar in his hand, and I was singing as, like I said, probably as early as 7, 8, 9 years old, somewhere along there.
Wow. It sounds like music was all around you, so it was kind of only natural for you to kind of get into this too, you know?
Oh, yeah. It was not forced on me by any means, but I loved it, and once Dad put a guitar in my hands, I pretty much never turned it down, and still to this day play quite a bit. So
definitely, and you're still rocking and rolling, and I think it's so cool. I understand that, you know, you along with your dad and brother recorded a CD at Willie Nelson Studio near Austin. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience? I read that and I'm like, wow, that's neat.
You know, for years we've been talking about it, and about a year and a half ago or so, we just decided let's do it, and been playing a few shows with a gentleman by the name of Ron, fiddle player, and he knew Willie Nelson, or knows Willie Nelson, and said, you know what, you guys need to do this. So at that point in time, we kind of put it in Ron's hands and said, you find us the musicians and we'll do the rest. And studio is probably not an hour and 15 minutes from my house here in Texas. And so we went over there and just had an absolute ball.
Oh, it sounds like it. Wow.
And, you know, it was kind of a surprise because my brother had, he sang with the family around the house and stuff like that. We never got on stage with me and Dad. And all of a sudden he came out of the woodwork here at the studio and he really did a really good job singing parts for the
That's awesome. Very, very cool. I love it. I love that you guys all did it together. You know, it makes it even special going to this, you know, studio, which is probably the most exciting thing ever to begin with. But, you know, sharing it along with your dad and brother,
kind of. Oh, yeah. It's priceless. Absolutely priceless. I mean, to finally get to my dad and I performed on stage since probably we were on stage for the first time when I was around 12, 14 years old, and right out of high school, I was in high school when me and I started actually playing the honky-tonks together, and you know, we've been on stage, gosh, I guess probably thousands of times, and it's good to have it all on a CD. It'll be there forever for us.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And you got to do so many amazing things, I've seen. You got to open up for some greats along the way, such as Randy Travis and Merle Haggard, just to name a couple. Can you tell us what that was like for you? Wow.
You know, it was an amazing career whenever I was doing it full time. My father had the opportunity to pick with Willie Nelson and Buddy Holly. I mean, people from way, way, way back, you know, and some, you know, obviously Willie's still doing his thing today, but, you know, I can tell you all sorts of neat stories. I guess one of my neatest stories of all is when I got to meet Merle Haggard. We did a show with him, and I have as you saw on the CD there, I have a Martin guitar, much just like Willie Nelson's, and I wanted to get Merle to sign it. So they let me onto the bus, and it was kind of dark on the bus there, and Merle was in his stateroom there, and all of a sudden, the door opens up, and something jumps in my lap. And it was Tuffy, his little dog, jumps in my lap. And Merle comes out, and he says, oh, that's Tuffy. He just loved on me. So I sit there and loved on the dog and talked to Merle for a little while, and he signed my guitar, and I let him on his way, and just one more down the road.
That's so cool. That's so cool. Well, you had the dog's approval. I mean, that's, you know, that's the beginning. And getting to actually, you know, and getting to meet Merle Haggard and having him sign your guitar. I mean, wow, that's incredible. Not a lot of people could do that, you know? So that's really cool.
Yeah, I've been very, very fortunate.
Yeah, definitely. Very, very nice. So I want to talk a little bit about your music, because I think it's incredible. We have a couple songs here that we're going to play. But first, can you tell us a little bit about the music that you currently have out right now, where, you know, that people could check out?
Well, the CD is available on our website there at DarrenBrownBand.com. But most of the stuff on there is stuff written by Willie Nelson or Merle Haggard and Roger Miller. But my father wrote a song called "The Easy Way" that I've always thought for years that it was a great song, and if you're put in the right hands, I think it could still be a hit song today. And while we were getting ready to do this album, I was doing all my due diligence with BMI and all, and I ran across the song Three Little Words that I had published in the 80s, and I had forgot all about it. I had to actually sit down and think about the song. And had to go through some old sheet notes that I had and finally find the words to it, and we decided to record it as well.
Wow, very cool.
It was kind of neat, yeah.
Yeah, that's really, really neat. That's actually the song that we have here with us, Three Little Words. So, I mean, I'd love to play that now that we just mentioned it. It's a good segue.
Sure.
We'd love that. Perfect, perfect. So let's play that now so you can get to hear the wonderful Darren Brown, and we'll get back with him. We'll get to chat with him after the song. So here we go, Three Little Words, and we'll be right back. Check it out.
I didn't say I love you when I left for work this morning. It's the first time that I have it in 2 years. You've been on my mind all day, and I'm ready to go home. Say words, I love you with all my heart. Life's too short to forget three little words. Someday I just might wake up and find you gone. Even when we've had a fight, unkind words are said, I love you make it all right in the end. Someday I just might wake up and be alone. Even when we had a fight and unkind words are said, I love you, make it all right in the end. I love you, we'll make it all right in the end.
And that was Three Little Words by Darren Brown, and we're back with him right now. So I think you mentioned this a little bit in the beginning, but where can our listeners go to purchase your music? What do you think would be the best places that they can get it?
Pretty much the only place we have it on sale is, like I said, on my website at www.darrinbrownband.com. That's
okay.
D-A-R-R-I-N. So that's where that's the best place to find it.
Perfect, perfect.
Yeah.
And along with your website, I also know that you have some social networking sites. So what's the best places that people can keep, you know, keep in contact with you and chat with you? All that fun stuff.
You know, they can... We have a Facebook page that we have a lot of fun with. Social media has just is just amazing, and as much as I get to dabble with it as much as I can. I own my own business, and I'm extremely busy all the time. But I do get to post some neat pictures whenever I do play here and now and then, and still enjoy that a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect, perfect. So people can just, you know, chat with you and find all of, you know, your dates, what's going on with you, all that fun stuff. And I absolutely love Facebook, just like you. It's amazing, you know, who you can connect with through the social networking site.
It's a lot of fun. And like you said, you just never know who you're going to come across. So I actually, believe it or not, I'm 53 now, and I actually, a lady met me on Facebook the other day that used to babysit me when I was 7 years old.
Are you serious?
Do you believe it? And,
wow.
And come to find out, she actually lives in the subdivision that I used to live in 10 years ago. We were neighbors and didn't know it.
Wow, that is insane.
It is a small world.
It is. It really is. I mean, people just say that, toss that around, but no, it really is a small world.
Oh,
that is crazy. That's amazing. You know, I mean, you never know who you can come across. I mean, I think that's incredible that after all those years, they, you know, she was able to find you and kind of be like, hey, hello there,
yeah.
Darren. That's so cool.
Yeah. Whenever we started the Facebook page for the band, I ran across friends and family and that, you know, I haven't seen or heard from in years, and it's brought us all much closer.
Really is. Wow.
This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. That's awesome. Yeah, Facebook's amazing. You can get in contact with everybody. I absolutely love it, and remember to find Darren Brown on there so you can chat with him and get to know him. Perfect. Yes. And also some fun questions here for you. You know, you've done so many interesting and great things already. And by interesting, I mean so many interesting experiences that most people, you know, don't get to do. But you have, and you got to do so many amazing things. But I always believe that, you know, you could do all that stuff, but, you know, you got to, you know, keep dreaming. You know, keep those goals alive to, you know, reach the tippity top of where you want to be. So what would be the next dream or goal that you have out there for your music career? Where would you like to see yourself?
Well, you know, one of the things I was really hoping for whenever we did the session, you know, Willie lives right down the street from the studio. Unfortunately, he was in Hawaii at his home in Hawaii, and I was hoping that he would come in and sing a song with us, because Ron assured me, he said, hey, you know, if he's here, he'll do it, you know. He's a nice and easy-going guy, and I'd still like to do that someday, and I'd love to. That's one guy I never have got to open a show for. I did finally get his autograph several years ago, but on my guitar, but I would like to do that. And, you know, as music has changed a lot, as you well know, throughout the years. And, you know, here at near my home, there's a new venue called Whitewater, and it's an outdoor venue that's a lot of everybody plays. I watched Bob Dylan there and not very long ago. You know, for instance, people like Randy Rogers. Randy Rogers lives right along here. As a matter of fact, I saw him last night and spoke to him at a restaurant here in Canyon Lake, Texas, which is out in the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
You never know who you're going to find around here.
It's true. You never know. Wow.
Matter of fact, I ran into Cody Canada from Cross Canadian Ragweed at the grocery store about 6-8 months ago. So it's just kind of neat. And, you know, I'm the kind of guy that my wife and I are walking through the grocery store, and I see these two little kids dressed up in their Halloween outfits. Obviously, it was Halloween. And I noticed, hey, I made a comment about the kids, and I looked up, and I saw it's Cody Canada. And I just walked up and shook his hand and said, hey, man, I really like your music. And we walked on past, and my wife says, who was that? And I said, that was Cody Canada, you know, Cross Canadian Ragweed. She says, I can't believe that you just walk up to these people. Well, that's, you know, they're no different than we are, and we all like to be recognized and to tell them that they put some good music out. Same thing I did last night with Randy Rogers. Just walked up and said, hey, aren't you Randy Rogers? And he said, yes, I am. And, you know, you don't want to bother while they're eating dinner, but I did have to give him one of my CDs before I left.
Right. I hear you. I got you. That's funny. No, but I get you. I hear you. I mean, I definitely would be the same way. I mean, there's not really a lot of, you know, stars that come through Illinois. I'd love it, but, you know, not really, you know, a lot. But I would definitely be the same way. I mean, everybody loves to be recognized, like you said, and, you know, kind of get like a pat in the back, well done, you know, we love your music type thing. You know what I mean? Even
sure.
If it's just at the grocery store. You know?
Sure. I mean, that's what this is all about. You know, the music business is it's a tough business. It's a tough life. You know, look at, you know, what our friend Randy Travis is going through right now. You know, it's a tough life, and things happen, and, you know, I've been down some of those rocky paths myself, and luckily I survived.
Right. Exactly.
A little more gray hair, but I mean,
right.
I survived it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, you've kept rocking, you kept doing such great things, and I'm excited to see what else you have up your sleeve. I mean, I hope you never stop. I mean, I hope you always write great music for us fans out there, so we can, you know, purchase it and just rock out to it and just enjoy it, you know? I think you're awesome.
Yeah, I get to play every once in a while. I don't play full-time anymore. I have some friends that across the country, across the state here, that if I get a wild hair and they're playing somewhere, I just call them up and they usually say, yeah, come on, man, and I'll go sit in with them. And I guess the biggest thing that we do every year now, there's a festival called the Oyster Fest down in Fulton, Texas, first weekend in March every year. Well, we actually started, we were the first band to play that, and I want to say that's now about like 35 years ago. And this was just a volunteer fire department trying to raise some money for a set of Jaws of Life. Now it's turning into this huge three-day festival, and we're fortunate enough, they called me back on their 25th anniversary. Because whenever I got out of the music business in 1990, just totally. I mean, I sold everything I got out of it. I quit listening to country music. I used to listen to, I still listen to Andrea Bocelli, the opera singer. But whenever they ask us back, we go and play it every year now. And I guess we have for the last 10 years, and it's a blast. We just have we call it our spring break.
Yeah, definitely. That's awesome that you still kind of go there to just relax and see everything, you know? I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, just go there and have fun. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I get to see old friends. Daryl McCall plays there quite often. Johnny Bush, Frenchie Burke. Jason Allen played there this year. So it was a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the other thing, I also this year got to meet Leona Williams this year. She went on after me, and she is an absolute doll, her and her son, and they put on a great show. We had a wonderful time.
That is awesome. You sound like you have a lot of fun, and you get to do so many great, great things. And I know that you kind of take a little break from the performing aspect of it, you know, all the craziness of that. But, you know, if there was one place anywhere in the world that you would like to perform, if you ever decided to kind of, do that again, where would you like to go? I mean, what's one dream place that you would love to go to that you haven't, you know, gotten the chance to do yet?
You know, obviously, I guess it's any country music artist's dream to play on the Grand Ole Opry. And I've been to Nashville numerous times, and I have yet to been to the Grand Ole Opry. I've never even seen a show at the Grand Ole Opry.
Really?
But, I would always like, I'd love to go play that. That would be a hoot. But, who knows, maybe someday.
Someday, yeah, definitely. I absolutely agree. I mean, just keep rocking and just keep doing great things. And, you know, all that fun stuff. And I'm excited because we have your last song of the night here. Before we're running out of time, I do not want to get cut off with you. Not fun. But let's play. Trust me, it's not fun at all. Had it happen to me a couple times. But let's play your next song, Almost Persuaded, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do it. All right, here we go. Almost Persuaded by Dan Brown.
With a drink of
Persuaded by Darren Brown. And Darren, I want to thank you so, so much for coming on the show, and we'd love to have you back on anytime.
Josie, I thoroughly enjoyed it, and thank you so much for the invite. But anytime, just give me a call.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so, so much. And we'll chat with you again very soon. I know it.
Okay, girl. Take care.
All right, you too. Darren Brown, everyone. Thank you. Love it. So much fun. I love talking to all three of my wonderful, wonderful guests. And once again, we will have to reschedule Raymond Wellborn, but that is no problemo. We just hope he is going to be all right. And I am going to put on here my producer, Tina Marie. So, yeah, hello.
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 Wow,
we sounded like twins there for a second. That was a little scary. That was a little scary.
We do sometimes. We're pretty interchangeable.
Pretty much. But I love it. And so I know that you want to talk a little bit about our VIP members.
Yeah, I've got all kinds of news.
Yeah, you have a lot of news,
yeah.
So just take it away.
I've got some weird clicking, but I'll put out the news here. Hopefully you can hear me without weird clicking, because I'm hearing clicking.
Right, right.
All right. So, coming up on August 17th at the PANA Sportsmen's Club in Illinois, and you can Google that for all the information. It's PANA Sportsmen's Club. Coming up there, keeping it country, Don Caldwell does lots of plannings on these live events here, so we can get great country music out here in Illinois. But we have coming up there between 4 and 7 p.m. on August 17th, Rudy Bain, Brad Howard. We have got Mike Seiler joining us, Wesley Dennis, and on the fiddle, Jimmy Harris, who will also probably do a couple songs for us, too. So it's going to be a full, full night, but if you've noticed from last week when you heard my announcement, he did go ahead and give me a jingle and let me know that they've added Mike Seiler to the list, too. So Wesley Dennis, Mike Seiler, Brad Howard, Rudy Bain, and Jimmy Harris, that's a pretty good show, doggone, I'll tell you. That's awesome. That's one good show.
Yes.
And then coming up in March 8th of 2014, so a little bit in advance, we'll have Wesley Dennis, Brad Howard, Rudy Bain at the Eagle Club in Taylorville. More details coming on that soon. You can always go to Facebook and in the little search bar type in Keeping It Country, and Don Caldwell's page that he manages there, he does a great job on it. You will get to see all the information, great country music, all kinds of great things. So make sure you go ahead and go there and check it out, and then you'll hear all of the details about the upcoming shows that they have planned. Now, to tell you about our VIPs, let's go there. So let's start here, right up here at the top, Vince Anthony. Vince Anthony, lots and lots of touring. He is a VIP member. You can find information on Vince Anthony at www.vinceanthonyonline.com. He's opening up for some great people here coming up in August. I know he's touring and playing a lot of casinos. Probably one of the performers who tours more than a lot of people I've seen. So he does an amazing job. He's got a new CD out, working on another CD coming up soon. So make sure that you go ahead and go to VinceAnthonyOnline.com. You can check out his music, buy his CD. You can also see everywhere that he's touring. They do a good job keeping the website up. Next, Tim Garman. Tim Garman has got lots of great country music out, continues to put country music out, and you can go ahead and find his information at www.timgarmanmusic.com. Both of those artists are also played on Country Blast Radio, so you can hear their music on there every day. Next, we have Larry Massey. Larry Massey, awesome voice, does a really great job, great guy. You can go ahead and you can find his music at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. For all these artists, go on Facebook, go in the search bar, type in their name, and you can find their Facebook pages as well on there. And you can also hear Larry at Country Blast Radio every day as well. Next, Wayne Jacobs. Wayne Jacobs, also a VIP member, constantly putting out new music, does a really great job. Again, you can hear his songs played on Country Blast Radio every day, too. But if you want to check out more information on him, you just go to reverbnation.com/WayneJacobs or WayneJacobs.com. Again, with him and with Larry Massey, Tim Garman, and with Vince Anthony, go to Facebook, go into the search bar, type in their names, and you'll be able to see all their pages come up. Some have fan pages. I know that Wayne Jacobs has a new one out. Some have music pages. Some have, their personal pages where they go ahead and speak with, their listeners listeners and people who enjoy their music every day. So they do a good job keeping up on their social networking sites and chatting with everybody. So, and it's also a great place to find out what's going on and see pictures of the things that you missed. So make sure you do that. Hop on Facebook and go ahead and check all of them out. Now, if you are looking to find out how to become a VIP member, just like these artists did, very easy. All you need to go to is josieshow.com. Right up at the top, click on the VIP membership tab, and you can sign up right there. Literally takes a minute to sign up, and then your benefits last for an entire year. So it's an entire year of different types of radio and show promotion and social media promotion, all kinds of stuff. You're always at the top of our lips when we go ahead and we tell people about different things happening on the show. So if you're interested in that kind of promotion, again, go ahead, sign up, and we'll get you started right away. And that's all that I have for announcements. Can you believe it, Josie? Can you believe that that is all
hey guys.
That I have?
Surprise.
Yeah, I just want to mention that if anybody has any loose change you want to send to Josie, the address is on a contact page on the website. She definitely needs some loose change.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, just for my butt piggy bank.
Yeah,
oh, Lord.
Yeah,
please don't send anything.
Yeah, now that's what I call a badonkadonk.
Yeah,
right.
That it was.
All right, Vay, please do not send me your loose change.
Yeah, don't send your loose change. It's okay.
All right.
Tell me, how much is your butt worth now?
Oh, my gosh. I think
it's over $10.
Yeah, because I put in some loose change that I had, and then my dad keeps throwing it because he wants to hear the tooting sound. So between us, it has to be at least $10 now.
So that thing's got to be kind of heavy by now. So
like
if somebody broke in, you could be like, get out or I'm going to hit you with my butt.
Oh, my God.
Yes. The jokes just don't end.
There's no comment for this.
Non-stop.
Yes. But I want to thank all of you so much for tuning into the Josie Show tonight. I just got pointed at that you have one last thing that you want to mention.
You know,
is that true?
Lots of pointing back here.
Yes. If we had a video camera, there would be a lot of pointing, a lot of
pointing,
don't do that,
laughing,
yeah, signal, a lot of that, yeah.
The whole big, you know, cut signal,
exactly.
Lots of that kind of stuff happening.
It'd be highly entertaining.
Honestly, if there was a camera on our house right now,
we'd look,
be a lot more entertaining than, you know, trust me. I just wanted to let everybody know that next week, joining us on the Josie Show will be Jay Kuntz, Heather Dixon, and Ashley Richardson, who's starting up a great new company to teach us how to take care of ourselves. So that's going to be absolutely awesome. So we'll have great music. We'll learn great things. It'll be educational and fun all at the same time.
Can't
like
be
that.
Anything better than
you
that.
You can only get that on the Josie Show.
Exactly. You know how I love music and I like learning things. You can never learn too much is what I say. So keep learning, everyone, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Josie Show, and we'll see you guys next Friday on the 196th episode. So that's crazy, 196. Whew. Going by fast. But thank you all so much, and we'll talk with you guys soon. Good night.